You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Astro Weather and Readings with Ashley June.
Ashley June.
Live from AshleyJune.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astro Weather and Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, I am Ashley from AshleyJune.com, here with your Astro Weather Report for the week of May 8th through 14th. And the big aspect of this week is that we are currently experiencing the new moon in Taurus. The new moon in Taurus is always the best time of the year to manifest abundance in your finances. So any type of I am statements and I have statements that you want to put out into the universe, say them out loud of I always have more than enough, or I always have more than enough money and resources. I like to say money and resources come to me all of the time from all of the directions with love. Always add that with love or easily so that money is coming to you that you don't have to work super hard for. Taurus is the sign of money and food, wealth, abundance, anything that is tangible, and the springtime. It's the sign of the Empress card in the tarot deck, where the world is just exploding with new life. And this new moon is also going to be conjunct, which means the moon is meeting up with Uranus, the planet of surprise, and like the thunderbolt, and Jupiter, the planet of expansion. So all three together in the sky are really giving this new moon a whole lot of powerful energy behind it. So if you like to do rituals or prayer candles, anything that you like to do during the new moon is all about planting new seeds. So this is about what do I want to bring into my life this year? This is the new moon to do it regarding anything with your finances. So plant those seeds. And I am ready for taking some calls. We're going to take Courtney in Los Angeles. Hi, Courtney. How are you today?
Hi, Ashley. I'm good.
So nice to speak with you. Are you calling in for anything specific today?
Well, I'm writing my book, and I just wanted to know if you had any advice or insight on how it's going to go.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. Pull some cards before you. I'm working with my Archangel deck. I work with angels and higher dimensional light beings. We'll see what's coming up for you. Ooh. Courtney. Okay. Got a couple of things coming up here for you first. First, I have the wheel with Archangel Michael. So the wheel is all about sometimes you are up and sometimes we're down. It's also like the spinning of the wheel. You never know what it's going, where it's going to land. So this is a very open-ended card, but also positive changes. This is a powerful card. It's a court card. So it kind of seems like there's a lot of energy in the air here with this book. Have you put it out to be published? Are you trying to publish right now?
Because this is I wrote a screenplay and I got some interest on it, but because it's, you know, real people and, you know, a lot of people are apprehensive. So it's
yes,
autobiography.
I'm having that come up for you here too, the Five of Air. This is all about, this is a card, it has a bunch of different beautiful unicorns talking to each other in this card, and it's reviewing everyone's motives. So what you're talking about there, I have that coming up for you here. And then also the Ego card is coming up here as well. This is feeling like you're being trapped somehow. Do you feel like it was kind of shut down a little bit, this project?
Well, to make a movie out of it, I think that it's, you know, very, it would have to get, you know, permission and legal, and, you know, it's a lot of that is what the agent told me when they passed on it. But it's a really good story, so I'm putting it in book form now.
I did. And then the next card's the Three of Water. And the Three of Water, a celebration and enjoying. So having fun with this is important. And then you have, I have the Six of Earth coming up for you. So this could be something that's going to be lucrative for you.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Ashley.
It's a new opportunity as well, the Sixth of Earth coming up here. But in the beginning, I do see that where you've had a little bit of stagnation there coming from other places. Let's see what else I've got. Knight of Earth coming up for you on the bottom of the deck there. And this Knight of Earth card is about really buckling down and working on your project to get things done. And then honoring your commitments. So this new commitment that you have to writing this book, keep going with that. And then the World card is coming up for you on top here. Also Archangel Michael. I don't know if you work with angels at all, but you have Michael coming up for you twice in this reading. It's a job well done. The world opened up to you. It's beautiful. This card is just Archangel Michael in the middle with all of the elements surrounding him, earth, fire, water. So at the top of this situation, what I'm seeing is that you have the world open to you in this place with this book and this story of that you've written. And then I also have, I use a chakra deck as well. And the card that's coming up here for you is actually the, like the title page of this entire deck. It's a really special card. It's a beautiful card where it's like the back of a woman and her arms are lifted to the sky and she's wearing a dress that is covered in all of the different colors of the chakras. And what this energy card is about realizing, you know, the chakra mindset of realizing that you have all of the power that you need to be able to create what you want in your life and to make your dreams come true. And so with this new moon in Taurus energy, this is the best new moon of the whole year to really plant the seeds for what you want to manifest in your life regarding wealth and abundance. So what I would recommend to you to do regarding this project would be to write down some manifestation statements about what you want to bring into your life regarding this project, because these cards that are coming up here where you have the wheel, which is could go any way, but you have the world is open to you and that chakra mindset. And then these earth cards that are coming up for you as well, you have the ability to put your intention into the universe to manifest what you'd like. So writing down I am statements, I have statements of what you want this project to be. Does that make sense at all, Courtney?
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful reading. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Was there anything else regarding this? I have a couple more that I can going to pull out here for you, see if I can get some more clarification here. So, oh, that one's jumping right out. Oh my goodness, these are really good. This card is Shower of Prosperity. It's a card where it's literally a chest full of coins falling from the sky. So gold coins coming to you. This is going to be very lucrative for you. This is wealth, opportunity, success, and manifestation. So make sure you're doing that manifesting. And then I also have energy healing coming up for you. This card is two hands being held up, and there's green light in the hands, and that's healing energy, but that's also abundance energy, wealth energy, the color of money in your hands, both of these cards. This is going to be very, very lucrative for you. This is all about well-being and thriving. So you have the energy colors that are coming up for you are gold and green, the energy of money, gold, green dollars. Your heart chakra is the color of green, and then your solar plexus chakra, which is right below your heart, that's the energy center in our body where we're able to manifest and project into the world what it is that we want to bring in.
Hey,
you said that you were going from a you were trying to do a movie, and then now you're doing a book. You were doing screenwriting, and now you're turning it into a book.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
It's an adventure. It's a tell-all. I'm dropping names and places, and it's I had a lot of people read it, and they say that it's a cross between Forrest Gump and Angeline.
Oh, that sounds so awesome. I would love to read it. So then I'm using my mic, the Archangel deck here, and it's the number 33, which is a powerful manifestation number for you. You have so much good energy here for you. And this is a blessing in disguise. So being patient with what you're doing, you've had some bumps in the road or whatever, but you're making those changes. You're making the adjustments that you need to be making. And it says, have faith that your angels have this situation under control. And what comes now will be far better than you've ever dreamed. These are amazing cards that are coming. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy.
I hope that someday I get to read your book, because everything coming up for you is very, very exciting energy here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And one more energy card. Creativity is coming up for you as well. It's a beautiful blue throat chakra card. It's like a woman dancing over a blue lotus in a blue, beautiful blue dress. So continue with that creativity. Continue to use all of your gifts, Courtney. And I hope that I get to read your book someday, and maybe it will be turned into a movie as well. That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be.
And one more, solar plexus again. So really stand in your power, girl. Be confident in yourself. You have everything that's here for you.
Fantastic.
Awesome.